This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip: what is the importance of worship, ibadah, in the servitude, ubudiyyah, of Allah? So, dear listeners, we find in Falah al-Sa'il, page number 23, which can be found in chapter 2, describing the prescription of prayer on the authority of Sayyid Ali ibn Tawus from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, where Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq says, "The prayer will not be complete except for the one who has full purity and a mature completeness, and is away from temptation and deviation. He knows Allah and so stands before Allah, submits to Allah, and persists. This person thus stands between despair and hope, between patience and worry, as if the promises to him have been fulfilled and the threats upon him have transpired, lowering his fame and manifesting his aim. He sacrifices for Allah his soul, treads upon the road to him as his goal willingly. He severs the relations of interests for the sake of the one to whom he bounds and comes, and from the one whom he seeks help. Should he achieve all of these things, the prayer would be of the ordered type and of the one informed about, and it is the very prayer which forbids evil and vice."
In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Ayatollah Mujtahidi Tehrani. Stay tuned.
هست که دعا مستجابه، مقید این چهار جا باشین. اول فل وتر، وتر اون نماز یه رکعت نماز شبه، 11 رکعت اون 11 همی هر چی میخواد.
There are four occasions in which one's dua, supplication, is answered. The first one is the dua at vitr, which is the 11th rakah, unit of cycle of the midnight prayers. Your dua, supplication, could be either in Arabic or even your own mother tongue. The second occasion is after sunrise, at the time of the morning adhan, the call to prayer.
اللهم اغز دین کل مدین، اللهم اشف کل مریض، اللهم فرج عن کل مکروب، یعنی هر کی گرفتاره گرفتار.
There is a special dua called Sari'ul Ijaba, the dua which is answered soon. This dua is very much rich in content, so try to recite it in the morning adhan. The third occasion is after the noontime. At this time, if you ask sincerely, Allah for sure will answer your call. And finally, the fourth occasion is after the Maghrib Adhan, the one in the evening. In another narration, it is stated that at the time of rainfall, one's dua is answered. May Allah give us all the chance of reciting the dua and ask Allah for His blessings.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, in continuation to our discussion, we were talking about how prayer, ibadah, has an effect and has importance in the servitude, ubudiyah, of Allah. Now, in the book of prayer, in Mustadrak al-Wasail, Muhammad, the son of Ya'qub, quotes Imam al-Sajjad, that is, the fourth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Imam Sajjad says, as regards the rites of the prayer, you are to know that it is a visit to Allah and that in it you are standing before Allah. What a beautiful description from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam about prayer, knowing and telling us that this is a visit to Allah and that we stand before Him, truly showing us the beauty of ibadah in the servitude of Allah. He continues, Imam As-Sajjad, and he says, if you realize that you would deserve to be, through it, the prayers, in the position of a slave who is humble, desirous, horrified, frightened, hopeful, distressed, and imploring. The person in prayer is also glorifying the state of the One in front of whom he stands with complete stillness, solemnity, submission of the limbs, humility, well, supplicating to Allah for himself and for others, requesting Allah to free his neck, which is encircled by his faults and consumed by his sins. There is no power except Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from Munajatul Muridin, which means the whispered prayer of the devotees. O God, I ask you to place me among those of them who have the fullest share from you, the highest station with you, the most plentiful portion of your love, and the most excellent allotment of your knowledge. For my aspiration has been cut off from everything but you, and my desire has turned toward you alone. You are my object, none other. To you alone belongs my walking and my sleeplessness. Meeting you is the gladness of my eye, joining you the wish of my soul. Toward you is my yearning, in love for you my passionate longing, and inclining toward you my fervent craving. Your good pleasure is the aim I seek. Vision of you is my need. Your neighborhood, my request. Nearness to you, the utmost object of my asking. In whispered prayer to you, I find my repose and my ease.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
يحيى إذا زرتم وتفرح باللقاء الحدق فإن غبتم فلا صبر ولا جلد ولا رمق بكم يحيى إذا زرتم وتفرح باللقاء الحدق فإن غبتم فلا صبر ولا